Wednesday is movie day. It's time for us to visit with Bill Bregoli. How's it going, Bill?
It's going pretty well. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
All right.
I'm anxiously anticipating what did well this week.
Well,
last week.
Civil War did well, of all things. It's a controversial kind of movie. And audiences didn't quite like it in surveys as much as the critics did. But it still made over $25 million, and it's the biggest opening ever for the company that put it out, A24. They usually do little art films, but this one had a $50 million budget. So far, it's made about half of that back. 48% of the money that they made was all from IMAX theaters.
Okay, so it looks good on the big screen.
It does. People like fighting on the big screen.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and also it's doing well in different kind of states. You'd expect a movie like this to be big in California, big in New York, on the coasts, but it's actually overperforming in places like Texas.
I wonder if that's a sign of something.
It might be, because Texas in the movie is one of the states that secedes from the Union.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that knocked Godzilla King Kong down to second place. It's now made $15.4 million this week, and it's all together made $158 million domestically and worldwide, $436 million, so it's doing okay.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
Yeah, and Ghostbusters Frozen Empire was third, $5.8 million it made over the weekend. It's now made over $97 million. It's got a $200 million budget, so it has some time to make up. And Kung Fu Panda 4 was in fourth place with $5 million. And Dune Part 2 was in fifth, rounding out the top five.
Ah, you know, it's interesting. Kung Fu Panda kind of just reminds me of that old cartoon that was on Saturdays, Hong Kong Fooey.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe that's...
I haven't thought about that one in a long time.
In my mind, I'm just sort of, it's you know... I mean, there's no connection at all whatsoever, but, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
I don't know. It triggers a memory, like a lot of things
do.
Yeah.
Well, coming up this week, we've got a movie from Guy Ritchie. He's the director who did Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Oh, yeah, and he was once upon a time Mr. Madonna.
Yeah, quite a while ago. He was married to Madonna for a while.
He got away from that one.
Yeah. Must be a patient man. Anyway, he has a new movie called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. And based on a true story about something called the SOE, the Special Operations Executive, it's an idea that Winston Churchill thought up of sending people undercover to mess things up, to not only gather intelligence, but do all sorts of sneaky things and sabotage that sort of thing.
Sort of like Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, maybe not quite as funny.
Well, it's not supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, the Germans I don't think are as funny in this. Yeah, so that'll be interesting. And it's based on a book called Churchill's Secret Warriors. And it's got an interesting cast. People like Henry Cavill, the guy who played Superman for a while. And Cary Elwes.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that does. Also in theaters is a horror movie called Abigail. It has got a pretty good cast, come to think of it. Matthew Good is in it, a British actor. And what happens is after a group of criminals kidnapped this little battle arena daughter, like 12 years old, they kidnap her, but her dad's a powerful underworld figure, so they take her to an isolated mansion, not realizing that they're locked in there with no normal little girl. She's a vampire. Yeah, it's a little girl vampire movie.
Okay, that could be interesting.
Yeah, and the directors actually said they needed to apologize to the cast for the amount of fake blood they used on the set. They were swimming in the stuff.
Ooh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Some people might not like it, but it's some people will.
And next up is a movie called Hard Miles, and it's going to remind you of some other movies. It has Sean Astin in it and Matthew Modine, and he plays a prison social worker who assembled a cycling team of teenage convicts and change their lives by taking them on a 1,000-mile ride.
That would do it.
Yeah.
It certainly would.
It's inspired by the life of a guy named Greg Townsend. and the Ridgeview Academy cycling team. And Matthew Modine cycles in real life all around New York City, so he was pretty well prepared for the role.
Well, yeah, if you're going to do that, yeah. It's,
yeah.
Because a lot of people don't realize how, if you get seriously into bicycling, it's a tough workout.
Yeah, that's for sure. On the Netflix side of things, they have Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. That's a scary name.
Okay.
It's a movie by Zack Snyder. He did 300 and all those Gladiator movies. And this one takes place in the very distant future, and a woman named Cora and her warriors defend their new homeside. And the first movie, the first Rebel Moon movie, didn't get all that great reviews, but people seemed to like it. So Netflix has its hopes on there. And then we have something called Blacklight on Hulu. That's with Liam Neeson and Aidan Quinn. And it's about a guy named Travis Block. He's a government operative and who's sort of an assassin, and he's coming to terms with his shadowy past. And then he discovers a plot targeting U.S. citizens from the government. So he puts himself in the crosshairs of the FBI director he once helped. This has the dubious distinction of being the lowest-rated Liam Neeson action movie on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
We've got another interesting one. It's the crazy title of the week. It's going to be on Hulu, and it's called Amish Stud, the Eli Weaver story.
Oh, there is such one. Okay.
Yeah, I guess so. It's about an Amish guy named Eli Weaver. He gets a message to call via a call from one of his friends, a Mennonite. They can have phones. And finds out that his wife's been killed, and all the Amish elders have to, they want to deal with the whole thing themselves, but the Wayne County Sheriff's Department is forced to investigate this thing taking place in the Amish. Remember years ago, there was a movie called Witness about Amish with Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And what the investigators find out while doing their investigation is there are a lot of women who were kind of left in the dust by this Eli Weaver guy. So he really did kind of live up to the title, The Amish Stud.
Love him and leave him, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
In theaters, we get a little film called Blood for Dust. It has Kit Harington in it. He was in Games of Thrones, along with Josh Lucas. This is in a lot of films, and Stephen Dorff. And it's about a traveling salesman who's trying to provide for his family, but he ends up on a dangerous path after he meets a guy named Ricky, a colleague with a dark past.
Dark past.
He winds up running in Montana. There are cocaine drug busts and that sort of thing. And in the same vein, in theaters, there's a movie called Villains Incorporated. And this is about a woman crime boss. And after this supervillain, a low-level henchwoman named Beatrix and Harold, they're left their jobs, they're penniless, and they're squatting in an abandoned grocery store. So they decide to strike out and take on some of the bad guys. We'll see.
That sounds promising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of things out coming up this weekend.
Well, great. Wednesday is movie day, and we'll look forward to hearing more next week, Bill.
All right.